855-4371.
Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, July 31st, 2018, last day of July. That's good news. August is here for us football fans. That's great news. Looking forward to a good show today. Tony Morrell is going to join us, as he always does, on a Tuesday, 8:05. Gamecocks open camp on Friday. Get his thoughts on that and some of the storylines they'll be following coming up from Friday's practice, leading up to it and then going into it. Our biggest story of the day that we will follow or talk about here today is that Andrew Booth, as expected, as we told you on yesterday's show, commits to Clemson. Defensive back from Archer High School in Lawrenceville, Georgia, 6'1", 188, the number 32 player overall according to Rivals, the number 33 player overall according to ESPN, and the number 55 overall according to 247. I think that's wrong. I think he's higher than that 247. I'll look it up. But one of the top defensive backs in the country selected Clemson over Auburn and Georgia and Alabama, and just a fantastic pickup for the Tigers there. And I think they're down at cornerback now. How about that? Two top 115 corners in the country. And Sheridan Jones and him. Really, really nice pickup for Clemson there. We'll give you an idea what that means. That's their 22nd commitment. We'll give you an idea of what that means as far as rankings go. Fourth in Rivals, I think. We'll give you all the ranking stuff coming up a little bit later on as the show progresses. College football news. Scott Frost's house was burglarized. $165,000 worth of stuff taken. We'll give you thoughts on that, what happened, and a little bit later on as well. So looking forward to telling you more about that and hopefully finding more about how and why and what all happened there. Seth Beard gets another promotion. That's his second promotion. He's up to high A now. So Seth Beard doing a great job with the Astros, moving right up like George and Wheezy. Great stuff there. Speaking of Major League Baseball, in the two big picture items, last night Boston and Atlanta won. Philadelphia loses. Boston beat Philadelphia. And now Boston is 6-game lead over the Yankees and Philadelphia a half-game lead over the Braves. The Yankees were off yesterday. I have a trading deadline. There's a bunch of storylines out there about the trading deadline. Red Sox get Ian Kinsler. That would have been a big trade a few years ago. He's only hitting 239, 36 years old, 239 with 13 homers and 32 RBIs, but a good defensive player. You know, Dustin Pedroia is out indefinitely there, so they're looking for more help there. So we can talk a little more about the trading deadline. Yankees get I think what's going to be a reliever now, they acquire the Twins' right-handed pitcher, Lance Lynn, who had a really good career going until the last year or so. We'll give you thoughts on that, get Zach's thoughts on that trade coming up a little bit. Some Bryce Harper talk. I don't think that's going to happen. But you never know. I mean, there's a little bit of that kind of talk out there right now. If you look at it, the Nationals are 5.5 games back in their division. I said they are in the wild card. See how their the other wild card standings look. The Nationals currently in that wild card race in the National League. Who knows, man? My computer. They might be 100 games back. They might be 100 games up. Don't know. Instead of waiting to tell you about that, what our computer says about it, I'll just go and tell you that he is talking about that a little bit. Hey, I have one little small college basketball note to tell you about, and that is that Kentucky loses one of their top commitments. We'll tell you who and where he's looking at and who he was looking at before. Coming up now, the Washington Nationals. If it is going to come down to wild card, the Braves are half game behind the Diamondbacks. Washington Nationals are 5.5 behind in the wild card as well. So, because the Brewers and Diamondbacks had the same record as Philadelphia, so you know, that'd be tough to win that one. So maybe see Bryce Harper move. We'll see as the trading deadline comes to a close. I have a strange story about Jim Harbaugh, about Wilson Spate, and about a diet. It's a strange story. We'll get to that coming up. And then I'm going to compare Clemson football fans to the political parties today. We'll get to that a little bit as the show goes on. But, as usual, my favorite part of the show, besides segment two and his two-minute drill, the producer of the show is introducing him and introducing the captain of the ship, El Capitan, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Oil 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, and a guy that's going to unveil all of his inside private secrets of his after-show life today. My... need some kind of shoes he has on. I'm sure Eskimo Brothers in some way, shape, or form today. I'm going with shoes. We'll find out. Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Did you get your watch on?
Of course not. You know I can't wear that watch here anymore.
Okay. I hate that, man. How about if I stop calling it the Eskimo Watch Brothers?
I don't know if I could trust you to do that.
You can trust me.
Because I feel like I'd wear one time.
Nope.
And then here we are again.
No. You can trust me. What kind of shoes you got on?
Flops, my
yep,
man.
Yep, that's good. Flop, brother. Tell me what's going on over there. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Happy to be here again this morning. Dying of thirst. Dying of thirst, though.
No soup for you.
No, nothing like that. So we might be taking a quick run to go get some water at some point during the show.
You know what? I can handle it.
And we'll figure that out. But how are you today?
I'm blessed. So blessed. Very blessed. Life is good.
You look great. You look rested.
Yeah, I did not wear myself out yesterday.
Did you take a nap yesterday?
Nope. Didn't take a nap. Didn't wear myself out. I was supposed to cut the grass in the backyard.
How many times you got to cut this dang grass?
Man, it's taking grass in the front yard. I got to get in the lawnmower, man. You know, it's not a big yard. It takes 2 hours, but I was going to do the backyard last night, and my wife says, you know what? You go down to town later this week. Just spend some time with me. We'll cut the grass next week. So I'll spend some time with her. That was good. You know, she's working... back to school now, all that kind of stuff. So,
and how is she doing with a new job?
She loves a new job. She loves it. She's going to be a great assistant principal. I told you some buddy of ours called assistant to the principal.
Yes, yeah.
But she's loving it, man. Everything is fantastic. So that's good. I had a very productive lunch meeting yesterday, and with some friends, and that's about it, man. Really, just did a lot of the home stuff. Practice for a little bit yesterday, but that's about it.
Yeah, how'd you hit him yesterday?
Practice went good. Just practice my short game putting. Well, putted like a blind man the other day, so you know I had to do that.
Hey, get out there and sharpen the tool a little bit.
Yeah. Have you seen the weather for this week?
A lot of thunderstorms in the forecast is what I've been seeing.
Go ahead and get you ready to round up two of everything. Because 80% today, 90% tomorrow, 100% on Wednesday.
Little Noah's Ark joke this morning, folks.
80% on Friday.
For you guys at home.
Yeah. It's going to rain and rain and rain. Flash flood warnings through Thursday at 8 p.m. I saw. So a lot of rain coming up here in the forecast. But the good news is 79 is the high today, 78 the high tomorrow, 76 on Thursday, 78 on Friday. And I know you hate the hot weather. So the good news I have for you is we won't see the 90s again until, let me look, make sure I'm not saying this. We won't see the 90s again until 15th or so of the month. August is going to start out all in the 80s.
You know what? I'd rather spend this good weather, this cool weather, in the first week of September than right now. Mm. Rather than sit in the Furman game where it's 104.
Yeah. That ain't good. But
that's just me.
I don't mind the heat, though. I kind of like the heat. All right, catch me up. What'd you do yesterday?
Yeah, a little of this, a little of that.
You nothing, busted out of here.
Nothing too crazy. I just left. I got up. I saved the show.
Normally, man, we like getting together and talking and sharing some ideas and some fun and laughing and joking. And
I said my goodbyes and I left.
Yeah. You didn't say your goodbyes. You just left. When you went home, anything to it?
You know, a little of this, a little of that. It wasn't too crazy of a day. Wasn't crazy of a day.
Yeah. What's on tap for segment two today?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm going to get water for the station.
Really?
Apparently, we don't have water anymore.
Really? You're leaving?
I'm leaving. I'm gone. I'm done.
So I got segment two by myself?
I won't do another segment without a bottle of water.
Will we postpone segment two later in the show?
We can if you want to.
Okay. I want to.
Or we can wait until Thursday. We're off tomorrow. We're not here tomorrow.
Right. We're off tomorrow.
The whole station's off tomorrow.
Yeah, we're taking a retreat day.
Doing a what?
Retreat.
A little team building.
Yeah, but it's a retreat, right?
We're going to do a little ropes course.
Oh, I'm going to kill you. You think we're doing the sack race, the three-legged sack race, where me and you are going to go down?
Now, those are two different things. The sack race, right, is one thing, and there's a three-legged race.
Well, yeah, good point.
So?
Good point. Quark and Kelly don't want any. I can just say that right now.
No, they don't need that.
So, yeah, the whole station's off tomorrow. Looking forward to that. I'm here on Thursday, off on Friday. No. Yeah. Thursday, off on Friday, yeah. So looking forward to that.
It's a big week this week. Big week.
I hope so. Question.
Answer.
What did you think of the Yankees trade?
The Yankees make two trades yesterday.
Yes.
The Yankees, right, of course, send Tyler Austin and somebody else to the Minnesota Twins for Lance Lynn, the starting pitcher for the Twins, who's had an up and down season, but has been up as of late. And surprise, surprise, he has been fantastic in his career against the Boston Red Sox. Mm. So Lance Lynn comes to town, another lefty to use out of maybe the bullpen or maybe as a starter there for Aaron Boone. And then, of course, they send Adam Warren to the Mariners for international signing pool money, because the Yankees are circumventing every rule Major League Baseball has.
It is. They're trying to circumvent those.
The whole deal was, you know, they don't want all the wealthy teams being able to buy the international prospects.
Right.
And the Yankees said, okay, that's fine. So they set a cap on it, and the Yankees have just been trading for more of that cap.
Major League Baseball soon will announce a rule that you can't trade for cap
money. Yes, there will be the Cashman rule at some point, I imagine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what the Yankees are doing right now. There was all kinds of rumors flying around yesterday. There's still rumors flying around this morning about who they're particularly interested in, who they're still involved with. And I think we'll still see some fireworks by the end today.
Anything?
Chris Archer. They're still involved with Chris Archer and the Rays. And they allegedly opened up talks with the Nationals and Bryce Harper last night. Yeah.
All right.
We were talking to Toronto about Curtis Granderson for some reason.
Yeah. Either Granderson or Harper.
And the news leaked out that the Nationals made Harper available. And the Yankees,
it's gonna be interesting,
turned their attention.
Braves got outfielder Adam Duvall from Cincinnati. Good news, bad news on Duvall. 29 years old. 15 home runs this year. 61 RBIs. Hit 64 homers in his previous two seasons. 31-17. He's a National League All-Star in 2016. He is a Gold Glove type guy as well. With that said, he's hitting 205 this year. So they need power. I get it. Lucas Sims, Matt Whistler, and Preston Tucker go to Cincinnati. They've been back and forth between AAA and the Braves in a big club this year. So some prospects going. Yeah, you got a good defensive player and you got a power bat.
But, wrong with that.
And a right-handed power bat, right? Duvall's right-handed, isn't he?
Yep.
But, boy, 205 batting average. That ain't good. But, they, you know, who knows? Who knows what comes out of that?
And the Braves are, of course, how many games back now?
They're a half game back of Philadelphia.
So they're still there.
Yeah.
They had to make a move. They had to do something.
Right.
I still think the Braves probably look for some kind of pitching help at some point during today.
Right.
Today, of course, being the trade deadline. It should be a lot of fun in Major League Baseball.
Is it like a 4 o'clock deadline? And they've been doing it in mid-afternoons recently.
Let me double check that.
Check that for us.
For you. 4 o'clock, yes.
Yeah. And Bryce Harper. We'll see. I think they move him.
You think so?
Yeah, 5.5 back. I think they move him. Because he's done at the end of the season, right?
He is done at the end of the season. He walks at the end of the season, probably. Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what comes out of that. Yankees become a player with Judge out. So that'll be interesting to see what comes out of that.
Judge will be back in 2 weeks.
Three-ish. We'll see. I hope.
He's allegedly a week away from starting to swing a bat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. A couple of quick notes here.
Very quick. I don't have time for lengthy stuff.
I want to get into the recruiting rankings coming up.
I want to hear about Andrew Booth is what I want to hear about. Actually, I'm going to stick around for a second, Simon. I want to ask you about Andrew Booth.
Okay. So you'll thirst to death between now and then.
Yeah, I'll try.
You know what we could do?
I'll get by.
You know what we could do?
What's that?
We could send out
a beacon.
What is a beacon?
We can send out the bat signal.
Yeah. What's Kristen doing, by the way?
Yeah, she'll be up in about 45 minutes.
Do you want me to ask Meredith to bring you some
No,
drink?
No. I'll send out an SOS.
Do you know we have the house to drink?
Wait, LaCroix?
Yes, we have LaCroix.
Nice.
I'll ask her to bring
one. No.
Hey, buddy. I got something funny for you, man.
What do you got? What do you have in the house to drink?
And I'm not embarrassed to tell you this.
Oh, no.
I got little nieces and a nephew.
You do? You got like a pre-sons or something?
Capri-sons.
What kind?
Like a citrusy, apple citrusy thing.
I'm pretty partial to the Pacific Coolers myself.
See the Capri-sons I got too?
Oh, yeah.
Capri-sons are so stinking frustrated because 2 sips in, I'm out of it.
Yeah.
I want a big, huge jar of Capri-sun.
I need a Capri jug. Like
yes.
A big one. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I take a normal straw. Now, you know, you can't have straws anymore. I don't know what kind of happened to Capri-Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Because straws kill babies and people and baby seals and bald eagles and turtles and all that kind of stuff.
You're not buying the straw thing?
No. That's the greatest thing I've heard in my life.
Okay.
How about the handicapped people? Need straws to drink with. What are they going to do?
That's true. That's a very good point.
So, but, yeah, we're going to save something else. Mm-hmm. You know? Anyway. You see text messages from his text?
No. What do we got this morning?
It's pretty good. All right, so.
It's a good drink.
Nah, can't really go there. So, I got a lot to do. I'll get the Archer stuff to you coming up. I'll get that Jim Harbaugh. Strange story about Jim Harbaugh and Wilson Spate.
The chicken thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strange story there.
Yeah.
And also the Scott Frost story about his house being burglarized.
He's a weird dude.
Not Scott Frost, Jim Harbaugh.
He's just a weird guy.
And then I'm going to do the comparison. Now we're comparing Clemson football and his fans to the political parties.
That should go well.
I think it will. A buddy of mine mentioned to me yesterday.
All of this will go well.
No, I mean, I'm just.
This has no chance to go well.
No. It's going to surprise you a little bit. You're going to love it. I do want to say about priority one and priority one security.
Are we locked down in here this morning?
We are locked down safe and sound inside priority one security. You couldn't get in here with the highest tech. No, we got cameras everywhere. I saw the cameras back there today. I was looking for water for you. I saw cameras back there in the thing today. Great, great looking stuff at priority one with our cameras everywhere and our monitors, these high tech monitors, high definition monitors. Look, if you're a business owner, you want to protect your inventory. You want to protect your cash flow. You want to protect your employees. You want to protect your customers. Do this. Do this with priority one. Unfortunately, friends, it is a crazy world. I hate that it's a crazy world. I hate that we're not doing things to make it less crazy sometimes. And in many cases, we choose to make it more crazy. But I hate the fact that we have to have security. We do have to have it. And as a result, I can tell you that our great friends over at Priority One want to take care of you. They're the highest tech, but more than that, great people you're going to love. Priority One Security. Check them out online, PriorityOneSecurity.com. Segment two, Mr. Zach Orr, coming up when you return for more after this.
If you ever wanted to buy or build your dream home, now is a great time. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
And I'm John Foster with Ag South Farm Credit. We offer low fixed rate loans on land, farms, and home construction.
Whether you want to buy a home or just land, in town or in the country. Ag South has a program for you.
Call us at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519.
If you're super passionate about buying or selling a house and need a get-back coach like Coach Venables, then call me, Jana Candler, with the Totes team at Berkshire Hathaway Seat and Joiner, 313-6990. Go Tigers!
Calling all commercial business owners, managers, and operators. Crute LED is partnered with Duke Power to help you save money with your lighting. All lights UL and DLC certified with 5 years warranty. Crute has it all. LED tube, down lights, ceiling, parking pole lights. Crute LED has simple and easy retrofit LED for all your needs. Crute LED can verify your eligibility for Duke Energy rebate in seconds by having your Duke Power bill. Visit online at crute-led.com or call 401-8506 or email sales@crute-led.com.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Trucks cost less and travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. You can't go wrong with a Ford truck and money in your pocket. Check out the 2018 Ford F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and $2,500 rebate. There are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. A 2018 F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and a $2,500 rebate. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
Discover easy ordering and pick up with the new mobile app from Chick-fil-A. Once you download the app and sign up, you'll be able to bypass the line by simply ordering through your phone. You'll also have access to new ways to customize your meals, which will be saved for easy ordering on future visits. And every time you order with the app, you start earning credits toward free treats. Ordering made easy at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Simply go to one.chickfila.com to download the app and start earning free treats today.
Two of the most popular rooms in the house now have an event to match. The Summer Kitchen and Bath event, now at the Home Depot, where you'll find a stylish Delta Porter 8-inch bath faucet with brushed nickel finish at a new lower price of just $99. It's the perfect finishing touch to that bath update. And at this price, even easier to get your hands on. Save at the Summer Kitchen and Bath event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th while supplies last.
It's bow time at Bojangles. For a limited time, get your choice of a two-piece dinner, two-wing dinner, or one-breast dinner for just $3.99 each. Bojangles. It's bow time.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's why they get up in the morning.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Wanted to mess around and call Urban Nirvana. Good folks over Urban Nirvana. With in Charleston, you got West Ashley Hair, Wentworth Mansion, Mount Pleasant, North Charleston, Kiowa Hair, and Columbia Hair in Lexington. And in Greenville, you got Woodruff Road downtown and downtown Greenville Hair. Look, they've got all kinds of things. The Day Spa offers great massage and skin therapy to help you relax and restore your body. Open 7 days a week. The salon where you get the cut, the color, the styling, the waxing. And really, the gift packages that are available and from these massages and facials and waxings, man, I didn't know what half these things were. I didn't know what all these packages were and what it all meant. But and some of them just sound like they're just pure decadence. Men, couples, you know, back to Nirvana, welcome to Nirvana, back to the basics and total Nirvana. And there's all kinds of fantastic packages available for you. Get a couple hours in there. Make yourself feel better. Urban Nirvana, all these great locations. And men, with that gift purchase gift card tab available, you're going to love it. It's Urban nirvana.com. Segment two with my friend Zach Orr.
Thank you, Mickey, for telling us all about Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. The Clemson Tigers pick up a gigantic recruit yesterday, a cornerback out of Lawrenceville, Georgia. Sound familiar? A guy that had an offers from every single big school in the country, from Alabama and Auburn to Florida State to Georgia to LSU, Michigan, all the way down to little ones like Rutgers. Can't believe Rutgers didn't get him. It's really
birthplace college football.
Birthplace college football. You really got to go and follow the history there. Of course, we're talking about Andrew Booth, the 4 or 5 star, depending on which service you're using, the top 10 or top 5 player in the state of Georgia, a top 30, top 35 player in the country. Andrew Booth, the cornerback out of Georgia, committed to the Clemson Tigers yesterday over Auburn. Those are his top two schools. And as our one Paul Street always tells us, you need to follow the visits. On the 27th, obviously, he was at the cookout, and June 9th was his previous visit. He did not visit any other schools between then. Andrew Booth seemed to be a Clemson lean since then, and everybody, including Paul Street, including one Mickey Plowler, was all over yesterday and predicting he would commit to the Clemson Tigers.
By the way, I do have the rankings for you now. He's 33rd in ESPN, a 4-star, 32nd in Rivals, a 4-star, 32nd in 247, a 5-star. So 4 or 5, depending on who you're looking at there. But great news as far as that goes for the Tigers. That is their 22nd commitment. As far as the classes go, on ESPN.com, Clemson moved up to number 6 in their rankings. Alabama, A&M, Georgia, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Clemson. Georgia's 3rd, South Carolina 16th in its ESPN rankings. And the 247 composite rankings, Tigers 4th in this one now. Alabama, Georgia, Texas, A&M, Clemson, followed by Oklahoma, Oregon, Ohio State, LSU, Florida State. South Carolina 17th in that one. That's in the composite rankings that they have. And on rivals.com, the Tigers are 4th. Alabama, A&M, Georgia, Clemson. Oregon is 5th, followed by Oklahoma, Ohio State, Texas, Ole Miss, Notre Dame. What's Ole Miss doing? Oh, we got 26 commitments. South Carolina, 18th. And now, pretty consensus as far as the rankings go. Not exact consensus, but you know, pretty much all these are thinking along the same lines.
Absolutely.
But you know, now you're in the top 5, but what's wrong with Clemson recruiting?
What's wrong with Clemson recruiting is exactly right. Can you, the esteemed recruiting specialist, tell us a little bit more specifically about Andrew Booth?
I was reading more articles about him yesterday. His film looks really good. He's pretty physical, actually. A lot of times these cornerbacks are cover guys only and you know, not really great tacklers or not really physical players. He's pretty physical. He's got some of the longest arms you'll ever see out of a cornerback.
He looks lanky when I'm watching him right now.
Yeah. He's got very, very long arms. It looks like he can compete, you know, that way. Athletic, good change of motion. I'm not sure he's a 4.25 guy or anything like that, but he's got good speed. In the end, a true cornerback and looks like to me in that same, if you think about what Clemson has done recently, the Mackenzie Alexander, the Travion Mullen, the A.J. Terrell, he's the second highest rated cornerback Clemson's ever brought in behind A.J. Terrell in the modern rivals.com era. But looks like to me fits right into that. And you start thinking about Clemson and defensive backs.
Was Mackenzie Alexander ranked in Rivals?
Like 43rd in Rivals. He was much higher in ESPN.
But
Rivals.
He was the top 10 guy in ESPN.
Yeah. Rivals had him like 43rd or something like that. So could have gone anywhere. Alabama was in high speed pursuit of the Bandit. Georgia was in there, but it was really Clemson and Auburn. And in the end, chose Auburn, which is fantastic. I mean, in the end, chose Clemson, which is fantastic there. It closes the book. I think it closes the book on cornerbacks because now you have Sheridan Jones, who is 118th in the country, and then Booth, who's 32nd in the country. So gives you two really highly rated guys there. And two of what will be six defensive backs. They have four safeties that are committed to them and kind of rebuilding the secondary once all these guys leave for next year. Just think about it, though. You've had Rashad Breeland. You've had Cordray Tankersley. You've had some really good cornerbacks back there at Clemson. I thought Ryan Carter played really well in his career. Travion Mullen, A.J. Terrell, like I said. I think McMichael and Goodrich can play corner or safety. You like them. Lee Anthony Williams is going to have a good career back there. Mark Fields. These are, think about like top 100 guys. Lee Anthony Williams, Mark Fields, Trayvon Mullen, AJ Terrell. Sheridan Jones got a chance to move in the top 100. And then this kid, the cornerbacks have been very, very highly thought of cornerbacks in this class. You know, I mean, in this program in recent years. And you know.
Oh, he can return punts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The game's being played in such space now.
Spread them out, right?
Yeah. And if you could have a couple of corners, a couple of three corners that can play, and he's got enough versatility. He's big enough. You can see it in the thing. He's big enough to be physical. But he's going to have less athleticism to flip his hips and run and change direction, stop and accelerate and all this stuff. Think about how important that position has become.
He also plays a little bit of safety. If you've seen any of this stuff.
Yeah. I think probably a pure him and Jones both, they're bigger, you know. That's the thing about it. Let me just make sure I'm right from a size standpoint, because I don't want to mislead you into seeing what those sizes are. But
Andrew Booth is 6'1", 188.
Yep, and then Sheridan Jones is about the same size.
Seems to have some very long arms, though.
Oh, yeah, long arms, man.
All right, so you're telling me they closed the book on corners after this commitment.
Sheridan Jones, 6'1", 175. Now, both those guys are probably 6 foot, but still. Yeah, I think they're done at corner now.
All right.
Unless they can flip a really big, big, big-time guy, I think they're done at corner.
Where else do they go on that defense to try to plug some holes? You go to back to the defensive line, trying to put some stuff in there?
Yeah, and I remember this. You got
with so that's four guys walking this offseason?
Yeah, once Jalen Phillips commits in the middle of August, middle of next month, that's going to give them six defensive backs. They'll be done defensive back. They're done at linebacker, except for this Saturday, Spencer Lytle is going to commit. He's from Bellflower, California. Is he the Clemson or Wisconsin? I don't know. I have no clue there. Probably say Wisconsin, but I don't know that. So, but they've got four linebackers now. Brighton Constantine from Louisiana. Keith McGuire from Pennsylvania. Gregory Williams, who could play defensive end. He's like a 6'4", 240-pound guy right now. And Devonta Bentley, the kid that's got from Birmingham, top 150 player out of Birmingham. If they get Lytle, that gives them five linebackers, and they'll be done there. I mean, you'll still flirt with a few guys, you know, see if you can get in with a few guys. I think they take one more defensive end and one more defensive tackle. Right now, they've got four defensive linemen committed to them, and all of them are like these jumbo end that can grow into defensive tackle kind of guys. Sure. Except for Taquan Johnson, 300 pounds. But Logan Cash and Ednosa Rubin and Roop Aurora, all those guys are that 265-pound guy right now that most likely will be that 290-pound defensive tackle eventually. So I wouldn't be surprised. And maybe Corvarius Couch, the running back slash linebacker slash defensive end guy, maybe that'd be him out there at defensive end. But wouldn't be surprised if you get one more defensive end and then one more defensive tackle in this class. Remember, you're losing all those defensive linemen from this one. But here's the great news for you. You've recruited well there. They really like Foster. They still think that Xavier Kelly can be a good player for him. They really like Rudolph. And then you got Xavier Thomas and KJ Henry, two five-stars at defensive end. So because Lawrence and Wilkins and Huggins will be gone at the end of this year, Pinckney and Jordan Williams and Jeffries are the only three defensive tackles you have coming back. So I think all four of those guys move inside. I might add a fifth one in there. So more... One more defensive end, one more defensive tackle. Maybe a linebacker, but I think you're done in secondary now.
I texted Ergenson this morning. What about the big defensive tackle we just offered from California yesterday?
That's one of those that now, here's the beauty of Clemson. You're done. Let me make sure I'm right saying this. You're done at quarterback. You're done at wide receiver. You're done at tight end. You're done in the secondary once you get Jalen Phillips this month. And you're going to be done this Saturday for the most part at linebacker. So here's what you do now. You probably want one more running back, one more defensive end, one more defensive tackle, and three more offensive linemen. So what you do now is, boy, you really turn the screws on and take all your attention for the class. This, and then, you know, you still got to keep your commitments.
Sure.
But, boy, you really, really, really now can focus in on a few. And so they go out to California yesterday, and since you already got one and want more next year, that, you know, you go out and you offer the best, all the five stars. This is a big, huge, top 50 But Stephen Stack on the West Coast kind of guy that was like Washington and Cal, some of his teams now. Take a shot at it, man.
Is there a possibility that Clemson can for real open up that California pipeline?
Well, you got one in Joe Ngata this weekend. You could get another one in Spencer Lytle this coming weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you lead right now on DJ Uiagalelei for next year, number one player in the country next year from California. Yeah. Looks like you have to me, right? If you get three guys in I don't know, maybe four guys in 2 years, seem like you're doing 3,000 miles away. Seem like you're doing a pretty good job out there.
One's an anomaly, two's an exception, three's a trend.
Maybe. I mean, considering you're only talking about 20, 25 in every year for the most part.
Sure.
And then, you know, if you could go to Connecticut, I know that's a little bit closer, but if you can go to Michigan, you go to Maryland, you go to Kansas, you go to Louisiana, you go to Pennsylvania.
You don't just go into Connecticut and pull guys out from under UConn's nose.
Come on, man.
You don't just do that.
You beat Florida State for him.
Yeah.
Tyshawn Pumachon. I think. But I mean, think about this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Connecticut, these are the states they've got players so far in this class only. Just in this class. Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, California, Michigan, Maryland, Kansas, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Alabama, North Carolina, Virginia. You got 13 different states.
Let me ask you this. Would you rather have the diversity of states or the number one player in each state as it was last year?
Well, they had diversity of states last year, too. So.
Sure, but it wasn't as much.
No, it was a smaller class, too.
So the question remains the same.
I want the best players. Last year, now, remember last year you only signed 1, 2, 4, 5... 14. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Last year you signed 17.
17.
All right.
You're already up to 22.
Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama, Ohio, Florida, North Carolina, Missouri. You know. So, you know, seven states, 17 players, something like that. Well, you did great. No, I want the best players. I don't care where they come from. Bring them from Mars. I don't care.
Mars.
I don't care. Unlike you, buddy.
I'm just asking a question. Just posing a question for you and the listening audience.
Is that xenophobic that you care where somebody's from? Is that a xenophobe? Is that what that word means?
I have no idea.
I don't know what that word means.
I don't think that's what that means.
Can you look up what xenophobe is? I think it is. Or it might be a cultural thing rather than a...
From countries, not... Yeah, so yeah, I guess where they're from.
Yeah. It's a geography term.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a term, but it's about geography. So you can be a xenophobe if you want to, buddy. I'm not going to participate, okay? You're not going to drag me in that xenophobe mud puddle you're in over
there. That's not what I'm doing. I'm simply asking.
How about my wife yesterday texted in? Well, I wish we'd offer some in-state producers. All right. We will we'll take a break.
If you're on hold, please stay with us.
Delvin and Chad, and we've got another guy on hold. You guys, hang on. Promise you. That we'll get that. Crane Wilson, who committed from South Carolina. Greg Williams from Swansea is the South Carolina commitment at this point in time to Clemson at this point. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. It's Mickey Plata Show. More in your turn right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. 2018 Clemson football single game tickets are currently available.
So at left side looking for Higgins in the end zone. Ball batted up in there. Higgins comes down with a touchdown.
Visit ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your tickets to see the Tigers in Memorial Stadium this fall. You can also visit ClemsonTigers.com for a list of game day designations to help plan out your visit to Clemson. Be sure and purchase your tickets today before they are gone. It's Clemson Tiger football. We'll see you in Death Valley.
Hey students, Caitlin here with Tiger Properties to share with you the latest off-campus housing development for fall 2018. Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is evolving with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase two of Tigertown Village. These charming two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom cottages will feature spacious open floor plans and rustic farmhouse finishes. Each kitchen has high-end finishes like granite countertops and custom cabinetry. Call Tiger Properties today at 864-654-RENT and schedule a tour or visit ttvfarmhouse.com for more information.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Trane or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500. Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
It's what you've been waiting for. Sunnyside Cafe in Clemson is open and ready for business. Visit them in Patrick Square at 101 Market Street in Clemson. Experience delicious fresh menu items and exceptional service. Sunnyside Cafe offers breakfast and lunch all day in a casual dining atmosphere. Try the Buffalo Blue Chicken Wrap. Shrimp and grits or fried green tomato, egg, cheddar, and sausage biscuit served with home fries. Hey, ditch the processed fast food. Eat local. Visit our sunnysidecafe.com. We'll see you soon.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
You in?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? You want to get out?
Does it bother you that I can talk about engineer sleep beds and that's the one thing you want in this world? And
can't get one?
Can't get one right now.
I could afford one. They make it affordable.
They do make it very. But
I was looking for that little handout.
Yeah, they make it very, very affordable for you. And you're going to absolutely love our great friends over at Engineer Sleep. Here's a point I'm going to make right now for you. You don't know what you're buying at almost any point in time in your life. You just don't know. At Engineer Sleep, you know, because if you'd like, and I've done this, watch them make your mattress. Imagine being able to do that, like going to restaurants and watch them make your food. They're probably spending a lot less. or you know, your car, you have a lot less lemons out there, right? Wouldn't you think? Someone over your shoulder watching you. But it is interesting to see it. It is a very, very interesting process, and these men and women are high skilled labor people, man. The point is, through all this, you're getting a bed that is custom made, designed just for you. 10% off. Tell them heard about it here. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. You know what you need? What do you need? Special shape? What are you a truck driver? What do you got? A big RV? What do you got? A boat? You got a plane? You need like special shapes? What are you, like 7 foot tall? Like you need a really big? They do it. They do it for NBA players. They do it for NFL players. The Packers. They made a 10-foot bed for an NBA player. They make it for anything you want. So great friends. EngineerSleep.com. All right, I've got a ton of guys here to get to. Let's get to all three in this segment. 654-ROAR, Northern Communication phone line. Thomas is in Simpsonville. Thomas, I really appreciate you hanging on through the break, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How y'all doing?
Couldn't be better.
All right, great show, man. Great show. Listen to you guys just about every morning. Hey, I didn't get a chance to call in. It was a guy that called in yesterday, and I didn't get a chance that I was walking into to the job about how many 3-stars you guys had, things of that nature. And anyway, I'm a Tennessee guy. I like the SEC, but you know, I got friends that graduated their kids from both South Carolina and Clemson. Great schools, great schools. I love Dabo Sweeney. He's doing an excellent job. I come to this conclusion. You know, we're excited about Pruitt, and there was a guy that was an anonymous caller that called in Knoxville one day, and he had talked about how there was a particular analyst from a particular site that would call guys, you know, up and talk to these players and say, hey, if you go to this camp, you know, I'll evaluate you and give you a high mark. But if you don't go to these particular camps, then I'm not going to probably give you a high mark. You're going to probably have a lower mark, you know, or I'm not sure how it's going to shake out. And it's almost like pressuring these kids that to go to these, you know, Nike camps, stuff like that, to be evaluated so he can give them the mark that they would, I'm sure that's what they would want. You know, you want to be a 4-star if you can be a 4-star or whatever. And so that could have kind of put a bad taste in my mouth, you know, because I thought about how some of this recruiting stuff, the analyst stuff, these stars, it's a business. You know, I don't know if they're getting kickbacks or not, you know, for some of these kids going to these camps or whatever, if they're encouraging them to go. But then, you know, I come to the conclusion that you need to trust your coaches. You know, there's no better evaluation process than when Dabo Sweeney and some of the coaches go out there and they put their eyes on these kids when they're playing high school football, or they watch them on tape, or, you know, yeah, they might go to some of these camps or whatever. But, you know, the evaluation process that these coaches have when they actually put their eyeballs on a kid and get a chance to break down film themselves, I think is the best process that you take compared to some of these star ratings. And I think Dabo has done a great job, you know, over these, you know, few years now, and you've seen the result. You got a national championship. And so I wouldn't necessarily sweat, you know, him having 12 3-stars or whatever right now, because this is just July. You don't know what these kids are going to do between now and December. You know, they could be a 4-star before you know it. And so, you know, what we're doing now is trusting Pruitt. You know, Pruitt's going out there. He's recruiting at a high level. He has a great chance to close out the second half of the recruiting class. I think we got 17 right now. We're number 12 across the nation, according to 247. And a lot of 4 or 5-stars that, you know, are looking at us. But, you know, regardless, I'm trusting his eyes. I'm trusting the staff to go out there and evaluate time and bring in kids that fit the profile that's best for the program. And they were just looking for them to produce on the football field. And so just wanted to shout that out to you guys. I think Dabo's doing a great job trusting what he's doing. Don't sweat the star process right now. And keep on plugging, man.
Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate the nice, positive phone call. Well, what are they sweating? They're 4th in recruiting right now. I mean, they're right 4th in the country. The second part of that is like you mentioned, yeah, there's no doubt that the – whoever you're associated with, if you go to Rivals camps, if you go to 247 camps or ESPN, I don't know if ESPN is a camp, but if you go to the Nike camp or the Under Armour camp or the Adidas camp, whatever, yeah, you're going to increase your chances of being ready to hire. That's business. You think that on NBCSports.com right now, if you want to watch whatever they've got coming up this week and whatever they're involved in, they're going to promote their guys, their sports, obviously. Told you ESPN, man, when ESPN didn't have NASCAR, you couldn't find NASCAR on it. ESPN got NASCAR, all it was is NASCAR on SportsCenter. They don't have NASCAR now, you can't find NASCAR on SportsCenter anymore. The reason that you turn on ESPN right now and every single story all summer long is about NBA free agency, it's because they got NBA. That's simple. You're going to promote what makes you look better, what makes you look money. That's pretty simple terms there. And finally, Thomas, you know, recruiting rankings and stars are great, but it all comes out in the wash. It all comes out with the wins and the losses. And recruiting gives you hope. Recruiting's like, man, I know we've been roaming the desert for 40 years, but we think we're going to get out of here at some point in time. We think the promised land is in front of us somewhere. And we think we're closer to it now than we used to be, than we were yesterday. You got to have hope. And Alabama hopes that they can continue their run. And one of the reasons they hope this is the great recruiting. A&M hopes they can regain it. One reason they hope that is because of the recruiting. Tennessee right now, they hope they can get back to their glory days. How they hope they can do it, where they're doing, hopefully do it through recruiting. It gives you hope. No doubt about that. But you can have all the recruiting you want. You have all the stars you want. You got to develop them. You got to, you know, do all those other parts of the program. Talent acquisition is only part of it. It's only part of the process. Let's get Chad in Columbia. Kind of early, Chad. How you doing?
Doing well, Mick. Hey, I got my boss with me later today, so I got to go ahead and call. But anyways, Mick, kind of a that's no joke either. But kind of a two-part thing. Number one, when you look at Jeff Scott's recruiting record at Wideout, you know, since he's been here, it's just been phenomenal. You know, and especially the last 3 or 4 years, I mean, it's almost to the point where he's selecting guys. And, you know, not guys, Mickey, like an Alshon who's maybe in-state. I mean, he's going into basically Knoxville and getting a once-in-a-generation wideout from the state of Tennessee, right? And, you know, he's going into Alabama and getting their best player. And now he's going out into the West Coast and going down to Miami and getting lads. And so, like, my question is this, kind of a two-part thing. Number one, if Jeff Scott recruited running backs or offensive linemen, or safeties, or whatever you want to say, would our whatever position that is be that much better? Okay, or did Jeff maybe kind of catch lightning in a bottle with Sammy and Nuke and Martavis, and then those guys, you know, NFL careers have developed a brand, and then you combine that with the offense that we run. Because, Mick, when you look at elite programs nationally, let's say Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson, if you're a top five wideout, out of those programs, Clemson, in my opinion, if you're a wideout, is by far the most attractive. And so the kind of second part of the question is, would you rather being wide receiver, you, in my opinion, attracts quarterbacks? You know, because quarterbacks want to be able to have guys that they can, you know, just get in the ballpark, and these guys will, you know, basically catch the ball. And so my question is, would you rather have that situation where elite wideouts are attracting elite-level quarterbacks or vice versa, or would you rather be in a situation maybe like Georgia where elite running backs are attracted to maybe elite offensive linemen, they're going to run the ball a ton, offensive linemen like that, and they're going to get great running backs, but they're also going to get great offensive linemen? Because I would argue in the college level, you know, quarterback is so important, being wide receiver you. I mean, you're going to – you know, there's no denying that, you know, this year we got a great quarterback committed. Next year we're leading for maybe the number one kid. And that's not including Lawrence, who's already on campus. So I want to get your thoughts on that. If Jeff Scott coaches another position, would things be different? Or is it a little bit of both? Maybe he's benefited from the offense / quarterback play and just whatever. Because, you know, honestly, Mickey, he's recruiting wideouts like, I mean – nobody's business. I just want to get your thoughts on all that, and I'll hang up and listen.
Great point, Chad. Good thought there. Jeff Scott is ahead of the curve and was ahead of the curve technology-wise, social media-wise, branding-wise. He was way ahead of the curve. And so you give him credit for being really, really, really smart and having vision through all of this. Getting Sammy put their trust in Brad Scott and Jeff Scott. And it paid off for Sammy in the first-round draft pick, and it paid off for Clemson through that. That was a big get. And then it's a culmination of all those things. I think Chad Morris deserves credit because of the hurry-up no offense and the numbers they're putting up, and kids wanted to be a part of that. You give Dabo credit for bringing in Chad and having that vision. And then you go and you say he recruits a position that there are a ton of players across the country, and not just – you know, like I said, not just with Alshon, but there's players in Georgia and Florida and Tennessee and all over the place. I give Jeff Scott a lot of credit that he's been able to target places like last year with Tennessee being down and going to get into Amari Rodgers and a T. Higgins. So he's smart in that aspect. The camps, you know, the camps are very – you go to their camps. There's a kid that signed with Ohio State that Clemson was at their camp a couple of years ago. It's like he's from St. Louis, and like they didn't really like it because they had T. Higgins or whatever. So that the brand, the kids see it. Look, in recruiting, you can talk about it all you want to and tell people what you're going to do, But the kids see it, and they saw Nuke Hopkins be a first-round draft pick. And they saw Sammy Watkins be a first-round draft pick. And they saw Mike Williams be a first-round draft pick. And they saw Martavis Bryant make it. And they saw Jerron Brown make it. And, you know, they saw that, hey, man, if you go, these kind of things can happen to you. So all that plays into it. Now, I will tell you, Jeff Scott recruits certain areas. Now, and then once they get involved with the kid, they do position recruiting. They do a lot of buddy recruiting, and they double up on kids and all this kind of stuff. But you know, it all starts out from a geography standpoint first, and then they morph into positions and all that. Jeff Scott would be a great recruiter if he was recruiting women's softball, or if he was recruiting, you know, your position is better with Jeff Scott recruiting you, and your area is better with Jeff Scott recruiting you. I can tell you that. It's just who he is, bright, energetic, vision, progressive, all those kind of things. So, Texas said Nuke and Martavis in your backyard. Yeah, but Ngata's not. And T. Higgins was in Tennessee's backyard, and Mari Rogers in Tennessee's backyard. So where they're from, that's irrelevant. Sammy was in a bunch of people's backyard. That's irrelevant. Jeff Scott goes and gets them. Hey, our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, I was talking to a friend again yesterday. Man, Carolina Flooring Specialists, basically, I don't know if I have anybody else in my life that doesn't have it. Garage floor, high-performance epoxy-based. Get in touch with them. Stain-resistant, slip-resistant. You're going to absolutely love the value of your home added. You're going to spend more time in your garage. It's really, I don't know why we did this 25 years ago. It's awesome. Tim Worley is as golden as the day is long. Really one of the nicest guys you ever want to meet. And interesting, you're going to love him. 404-8158 is CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Hour two right after this.